前书第一章。
Would you please open with me to the book of the First Corinthians, chapter one?
我们还是如同前面几堂一样。
Like in the past few sections,
我们从第一节读到第十七节。
We'll read together from verse 1 to verse 17.
用你喜欢的语言。
Use the language you prefer.
但是拜托你们。
But would you please?
嘴巴打开。
Open your mouth.
大声一点的读好吗？
And read it loud, please.
一、
One, two, three. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours.Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you. He will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by close people that there is quarreling among you.My brothers, what I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name.I did baptize also the household of Stephanus. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not set me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of his power.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢，还要再感谢。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again and again.
我们赞美，还要再赞美。
We praise you and again and again.
因为你实在开恩，可怜了我们。
Because you've been truly merciful to us.
你实在恩待了我们。
Truly been gracious to us.
我们这几天活在你的面前。
As we live for the past few days in your presence,
我们活在弟兄姐妹的中间。
We live among brothers and sisters.
我们觉得这里真好。
We just exclaim that this is so good.
我们为着这样的恩典献上我们的感谢。
We give you thanksgiving for this special grace.
在这末了的一堂。
In this last session,
亲爱的主。
My dear Lord,
你还有什么话要对我们说
？What do you want to speak to us？
求你毫无保留地向我们说出来。
Would you please speak to us without any reservation？
更求你帮助我们。
We also pray that you will help us，
让我们有耳可听的，能够听见你要对我们说的话。
We will have an ear to be able to listen to your word，
不是对别人说的话。
And not words to be spoken to other people.
对我们自己说的话
but speak to each and every one of us.
不是去要求别人做什么
We do not demand anything from other people.
只要求我们自己怎么面对你
but demand ourselves how we are to face you.
我们等候你
Lord, we wait upon you.
我们深深地相信等候你的人是不至于羞愧的。
We truly and firmly believe that those who wait on you will never be ashamed.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
As we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天晚上我们来读到第十节到第十七节这一段。
Last night we studied the passage from verse 10 to 17.
我们说过
We mentioned,
合一跟统一是完全两个不同的概念。
Unity is totally different from uniformity.
我们也说过这一段的经文分成三个段落。
We also mentioned this passage can be divided into three divisions.
我们有一个 PPT 好像是告诉我们这三个段落第一个是合一的呼吁。
Three divisions. First is the
plead.
The plea for unity.
第二个段落是合一的障碍。
Secondly, is the obstacles to unity.
第三段是合一的基础。
And thirdly, the foundation of unity.
我们昨天晚上只讲了第一段。
Last night, we could only cover the first division.
我们今天早晨需要神的恩典把第二段和第三段都能够一起来学习。
And by God's grace, we'd like to cover both the second and the third divisions.
神的教会为什么这么难合一？
How come it is so difficult for God's church to be united?
是什么东西破坏了神教会的合一？
What is stopping and destroying the unity of the church?
这是第十一节和第十二节要告诉我们的。
This is what verses 11 and 12 are telling us.
这里我们看到有一个叫做哥莱士。
Here we can see someone called Chloe. Chloe.
我们没有人知道这一位女士是谁。
No one knows who this sister is.
没有人知道这一个姐妹的背景怎么样。
The background of this sister, what is it?
但是我们可以很确定的知道这个姐妹对着哥林多教会这样分门别党的事情心里忧伤。
But we can clearly be sure that this sister, as she faces the problem, the division in the church in Corinth, she was hurt and grieved.
我们甚至于不知道他怎么告诉保罗的。
We don't even know how she reported this to Paul.
因为那个时候没有手机啊。
Back then there was no smartphone.
他不可以给保罗留言啊。
And she couldn't leave a message to Paul.
他是写信的吗？
Maybe she was writing.
还是他打发一个人去告诉保罗呢？
Or she actually sent someone to tell Paul.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
我们知道一件事。
But one thing we are sure.
这件事情让这个姐妹非常的痛苦。
The condition of the church in Corinth really grieved this sister.
痛苦到一个地步她必须采取一些行动。
To an extent that she must do something.
不要忘记了那个年代没有邮局啊。
Remember, there wasn't even postal service back then.
如果他要写一封信给保罗，他要怎么送去，知道吗？
Now, if she was to write a letter to Paul, you know how she could do it?
他要请一个人。
She need to employ a person.
付他很多的钱。
Gave him a lot of money.
请他把这封信送给保罗。
And trusted that man to carry the letter to Paul.
我们今天听到很多地方的弟兄姐妹对自己在的教会都有很多不满意。
These days we hear so many brothers and sisters have complained about their own churches.
但是很稀奇。
But quite amazingly,
我们很少愿意付代价去面对这个问题。
We do not want to pay a price to face the problems.
哥莱士这个姐妹
This sister Chloe,
她不只是里面忧愁
Not only inside she was grieved,
她愿意付代价
But she was willing to pay a price.
寻求帮助
To seek help.
这里说哥莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争
Here it says reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you my brothers
翻译成纷争这个词
The translation in Chinese is strife.
这个词的翻译相比于希腊的原文来讲是非常非常的弱。
And actually, it's a very weak translation in Chinese as compared to the original Greek.
因为在原文里面这个字是有争竞，是有争斗。
Because in the original meaning, there was actually quarreling and fight and...War, contention.
而且在新约圣经中，这个字常常跟嫉妒同时出现。
And actually, in the New Testament, this word always, quite often appears together with jealousy.
记不记得在腓立比书一章十五节
？Do you remember in the Philippians chapter 1 verse 15?
有的传基督是出于嫉妒。纷争
Some preach Christ from envy and rivalry.
也有的是出于好意
But some from goodwill.
那里很清楚的嫉妒纷争连在一起
so, Envy and rivalry or quarreling are linked together.
这就让我们知道
So we understand.
教会中间有纷争
When there is the strife and contention in the church,
有分门别类
or divisions,
很重要的一个根源
an important cause,
是我们里面有嫉妒
is there is envy, jealousy inside.
你知道嫉妒怎么来的吗
So what does jealousy come from?
嫉妒的来源是骄傲
The source, the root,Is pride.
你凭什么比我好
What is so good about you better than me?
我哪一点比不上你
Where am I not as good as you?
这是嫉妒真正的来源
This is the real source, reason of
jealousy. 如果一个不骄傲的人
If someone is not proud,
他是没有办法嫉妒的
There's no way he or she will be jealous of someone else.
那别人比他好，他觉得应该的嘛。
Or he would just take it for granted he is or she is better than me. Nothing to be envied of.
但是一个骄傲的人看不得别人好。
A pride person cannot take someone better than him or her.
这是罪恶的本质。
And this is the crux of sin.
纷争
quarreling
在教会的历史上
throughout church history
纷争是一直没有停过的
quarreling and divisions never stopped
而且
and also
常常纷争造成分门结类都是用真理做借口
Because of strife and contentions causing divisions, the excuse is truth.
当某一个人或者某一群人强调圣经中的某一个真理
When somebody or some group emphasize on a certain part of the biblical truth,
把这个真理强调到一个地步
and upholding that particular truth and expand it to an extent that
甚至于忽略了其他的真理
and ignore the other biblical truths
或者是否定了其他的真理
or even to negate other biblical truths
过去几百年
for the past hundred years
在美国的神学界里面
In America, in the theological world
曾经有过蛮长的时间
There was a long period of time
有一批的圣经学者
There was a group of Bible scholars
斩钉截铁的根据圣经告诉弟兄姐妹
Clearly and sharply, according to the Bible, they told brothers and sisters
救恩是出于神的拣选、预定、主权。
Salvation is from God's choice, God's predestination, and His work.
人是没有自由意志的。
There's no free will from man involved.
这一派的人以约翰·加尔文为首。
This group of people based or refer themselves to John Calvin.
他强调到一个地步
and they emphasize this to an extent that
他否定了
they negate, they ignore
圣经中清清楚楚的经文神对着人做的每一个决定都要求人负责任
that the Bible has told in many passages that every decision of God or a manThey need to be accountable of their own decisions before God.
他完全否定了耶稣亲口说的话，神的儿子来就是叫你们得自由。
And they totally negate what Jesus, the Son of God, proclaimed on earth that the Son of God came to give you liberty.
人如果没有自由意志
if man's got no free will,
人犯罪就不算罪。
When man sinned,Is not sin.
因为我没有自由意志。
Because I don't have free will.
是你让我犯的。
You allowed me to sin.
我是一个机器人啊。
I'm just a robot.
你凭什么审判我呢？
And how can you judge me?
圣经清楚地告诉我们。
But the Bible clearly tells us.
我们有自由意志。
We do have our free will.
我们要为我们做的每一个决定负责任。
We are responsible for all our decisions.
所以这两派的学者曾经有很长的时间都说别人是异端。
So for a long period of time, these two groups of Christians, they actually refer the other party as cult or heresy.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
过去五十年里面
for the past 50 years,
这两边都有很多爱主、好好读圣经的弟兄姐妹。
Among these two groups, there were so many really loving brothers and sisters. They studied the Bible, referred to the Bible accurately.
他们终于明白一件事。
Now finally they understood.
这两个都是圣经的真理。
These two truths are both biblical truths.
我们的脑袋是想不明白到底哪一个才是对的。
You know, our human brain can never fully comprehend which is the right truth.
如果是神决定的
If God decides already,
他主权嘛
He is sovereign.
那人哪里有自由意志呢
Where does man's free will come?
那人如果有自由意志
But if man's got free choice,
那神怎么可以决定呢
Then how can God be sovereign?
这是我们的小脑袋
This is our little brain.
我们想不明白
We cannot comprehend.
但是我们不要忘记
But please do not forget.
我们想不明白的事多了去了
There are so many things that we don't understand.
神从来没有要求我们想明白
God has never demanded us to fully understand.
主耶稣在约翰福音十三章他对门徒的要求是 Love me. 爱我
And Jesus' demand in John 13 to his disciples was Love me.
Trust me, 相信我。
Trust me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是我们面对圣经中很多看起来我们不能解释又有矛盾的真理时候应该有的态度。
This should be our attitude whenever we see from the Bible some truth that seems to be hard to understand or even contradictory.
我们不能够把我们认为的东西强加在别人的身上。
We can never push our own thought or understanding onto other people.
你们知道在基督学房的同工里面
among the co-workers in the Academy of Christ,
我们有很多的地方对圣经的看法是不一样的。
Indeed, we have in manyso-called biblical truth, we have different interpretations.
江守道弟兄的教导
Brother Stephen Kwong, his teaching.
对着圣徒的背题
And his understanding towards the rapture of saints.
他的看法
His interpretation.
跟王国显弟兄对着圣徒背题的看法
Is as compared to the interpretation of Brother Wang Kuo-shen,
完全不一样
It's totally different.
哎，你不要问谁对谁错。
You don't need to ask who is the right interpretation then.
两个都是对的。
Both are correct.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹讲
I always explain to brothers and sisters.
那些圣经里面没有讲的那么清楚的东西
Things that haven't been clearly explained and stated in the Bible
任何人都可以用足够圣经的经节来解释他的看法
Anyone can use enough biblical background or support to support his own idea
我们可以同意
We can agree
我们也可以不同意
We can also disagree
但是我们千万不要认为哪一个看法一定是对的。
But please do not always stick and be so sure that mine is correct.
以至于别人的一定是错的。
And others are wrong.
不要拿着对着圣经一些看法的不同造成我们中间的分裂。
Do not allow different interpretations of the Bible be the cause of our division.
学房的同工二十多年
We have been co-working in the Academy of Christ for more than 20 years.
我们这一群同工中间是同心合意
But we are with one heart
and one mind.
In one mind.
因为我们只有一个心思就是讨基督喜欢
Because we have only one heart and mind is to please Christ.
我们都有一个态度就是在某一些事情上我们有自己的看法但是我们承认我们可能是错的
We hold fast to this attitude that at certain thing we do have our own interpretation but we must be prepared that I might be wrong
别人可能是对的
Maybe he is correct
哥林多教会他们中间的分裂
The divisions happening in the church in Corinth
从十二节告诉我们
From verse 12 it tells us
很明显它真正的原因是什么
The real reason of the cause
他们不是为着对着圣经真理的看法不同而分裂
The actual reason is not because of different interpretations of the Bible
而是对着个人崇拜带下的后果
is the result of man worshipping the result of particular persons they uphold
我们不知道这个怎么发生的
we don't know why it happen
因为如果你查考圣经的话
because if you search the Bible
我们可以非常肯定的说
we can be very certain that
保罗
Paul
亚波罗
Apollos
基法
Cephas
都不会鼓励弟兄姐妹说你们来跟随我
They would never claim or ask brothers and sisters follow me
这里是一个非常清楚的一个图画摆在我们面前。
It's a clear picture in front of us.
就是我们这些人很喜欢找一个人作为我们的夸口。
We have a tendency, we like to adore someone and we can boast in that person.
以至于来提高我们自己的身价。
In order to increase our stand.
那个结果
and the result
分门结道
is divisions and quarreling.
这实在是教会中的一个悲剧。
This is a tragedy happening in the church.
有一群弟兄姐妹在哥林多，他们说我们是属保罗的。
A group of brothers and sisters in Corinth mentioned, I belong to Paul. I follow Paul.
这个是很容易理解的。
It's very easily understood.
因为保罗在基督耶稣里借着福音生了他们。
Because it was Paul, through Jesus Christ, by the gospel, gave birth to these people.
他带领他们信主。
He led them into Christ.
他们这些哥林多的弟兄姐妹从心里的深处知道他们欠保罗的恩情。
Truly, the heart of brothers and sisters in Corinth, they knew clearly that it was truly from Paul, they received the gospel.
因为保罗借着福音帮助他们从那个异教黑暗败坏的世界里面进入到奇妙光明者的美德。
Truly, it was through Paul from the gospel, he led them out of darkness and corruption and wickedness into the glorious hope of the gospel.
因为他们跟保罗有这样的情感。
Because they had this special relationship with Paul.
所以在他们的心中
So in their hearts,
除了主耶稣
Beside Jesus Christ,
保罗就是天
Paul is the head, is the heaven.
我们就是听他的
We will listen to Paul.
虽然保罗已经离开那个教会一段时间了
Even though Paul already departed from the church for a while.
但是这些人永远不会忘记当年保罗弟兄在我们中间那一段何等美好的时光。
But these brothers and sisters will never forget how good when we recall the time when Paul was with us. Beautiful moment.
有一年我到福州去看一个90岁的老弟兄。
Once I visited 福州 and saw an elderly 90 years old brother.
我是想跟他请教一些他跟随主的经历。
I was trying to seek how he been following the Lord for the years.
哦，顺便讲一下，这个事情是30年前的事。
These things happened in 30 years ago.
老弟兄今天已经在主那里了。
My dear brother is already gone with the Lord.
但是让我非常惊讶的是，当我们坐在那里的时候，老弟兄一开口就是想说。当年我们在古岭
But the moment I sat down, he immediately began his recall of years ago when we were enjoying ourselves in Guling.
那个时候倪弟兄倪托生弟兄在我们中间
Back then, Brother Watchman Nee was among us.
哦，那是多么的有亮光
Full of illumination and light.
啊，那是多么甜美的时间
What a beautiful, sweet moment.
他就一直在讲，一直在讲。
He kept on and kept on recalling and describing.
我很稀奇。
I was so surprised.
他讲了一个小时。
On one hour.
我只听到尼托生。
I only heard Watchman Nee.
我听不到耶稣基督。
I couldn't hear. I didn't hear Jesus Christ.
这叫做保罗派。
This is called the sect of Paul.
很多人回想当年。
The people recall.Back in the old good days.
Oh, 那个老弟兄在我们中间。
The good old days time, that old brother was among us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我很喜欢有一个属灵的前辈告诉我。
I actually prefer a brother, a true brother, once told me.
他说 good old day.
The good old day.
is the result of bad memory.
It's only the result of bad memory.
他说，所有过去那些美好的时光，不过是我们这个坏的记忆的结果。
Truly, the good old days is the result of your poor memory, bad memory.
我说为什么
？Why？
他说，人都有一个倾向。
Because man has a tendency.
那个过去美好的时间，我们只记得美好的。
The old times, only,
所有不好的都忘记了。
We just simply have forgotten the bad things in the old days. We only remember the good things in the old days.
在我们中间有一些年长的弟兄经过了非常悲惨痛苦的岁月。
In our midst, we have elderly brothers. They have went through very difficult and hard times.
他们居然会跟我们讲说，忆苦什么思甜呢？
And they actually would tell us only one bitterness, but ten sweetness.
那几十年那个彻骨铭心的痛苦忘记了。
Decades of pain that hurt to the bone, they forgot.
This bad memory.
It's because of bad memory.
我们只记得那个时候一点美好的东西。
We only could recall a tiny bit of good things.
我们忘记了。
We forgot.
我们信的主。
The Lord we believe in.
他是一个 living God.
He is a living God.
他是一直活着的神。
A living God all the time.
他是每一天给我们新鲜恩典的神。
And a God who gives us day after day new grace.
当一个人一直活在过去的里面
，If someone always live in the past，
他已经不再跟随主了。
He's no longer following the Lord。
William Buckley， 这一个西方很有名的圣经学者。
It's a very famous Bible scholar in the West.
他说在教会的历史里面
in throughout church history,
真正因为神学而造成纷争的极少
Really, divisions happen because of biblical truth is rare.
造成教会分裂是因为人际关系的问题。
It is mostly caused by problems among human relationships.
而人际关系会出问题，你去研究真正的理由，是我们不允许神的爱改变我们。
And then the reason of why human problems happen is because we do not allow the love of God change us.
我们允许一些事情分裂了。我们中间的合一
，We allow things or events to cause quarreling or divisions among us.
我们不允许神的爱保守我们的合一
，But we do not allow the love of God to preserve the unity.
当教会中有一批人
，When among the church there is a group of people.
他们一直围绕着某一个领袖的时候
，They always talk around a certain leader.
你可以绝对有把握的说
，You can be 100% sure that
一定有一些人不喜欢这个领袖。
There will be another group of people they don't like that leader.
所以他们一定要找另外一个人
，And so they have to find another leader，
让他们可以跟这一群人。对抗
to counter it with the original group of people.
这里就让我们看到一个好可怕的属灵原则。
Then we can understand a very terrible spiritual principle here.
肉体会引起别人的肉体。
Your flesh can incite another people's flesh.
这一群人是在肉体中跟随人。
In their flesh, these people follow a man.
就会刺激其他的人 用肉体来反抗这个事实，而他反抗的方法是他们跟随另外一个人。
They will incite that other group of people to counteract and resist, so they would go for another person.
那要找谁呢？
Now, who could they find?
当然是要找亚波罗。
They would look for Apollos.
亚波罗这个人
Apollos, this brother,
他熟悉圣经。
He's really familiar, good with the Bible.
他是一个非常有智慧的人。
A very wise man.
有很好的口才。
Very eloquent.
有很大的热情。
Really enthusiastic and passionate.
所以当亚居拉和百基拉接纳了他以后
And after Aquila and Priscilla accepted him,
这个人
this brother,
就被很多的地方的弟兄姐妹接纳
was well received by many churches.
哥林多的弟兄姐妹
the brothers and sisters in Corinth,
被亚波罗吸引
was attracted by Apollos.
其实亚波罗在哥林多时间不长的。
Indeed, he didn't spend much time in Corinth.
但是
But,
就是有一些人要跟随他。
A group of brothers and sisters would like to follow Apollos.
你们也知道哥林多的教会历史里面到后来彼得在那里也有影响力。
You would know, like, from the church history, this church in Corinth,Near the later time, Peter also was there.
特别是那些原来是犹太人，后来改信了耶稣基督的这批圣徒们。
Especially, they were original Jews, but then became a Christian, this group of brothers.
他们对彼得有特别的情感。
They have special affection toward Peter.
他们觉得彼得是他们的那个是我们传统我们系统里面的人
So they will reckon Peter indeed was the original source and belongs to our set, our culture.
如果你说彼得所代表的这一群弟兄姐妹
If you think Peter represents this particular group of brothers and sisters,
他们的特点是什么？
What would be their characteristics?
他们的特点就是不再跟随那一位复活的主。
That they no longer would follow the risen Lord.
他们宁愿去依靠一套完整的外在行为模式。
They would rather follow a full, perfect system of external behavior.
他们依靠对着教会严格的一些应尽的义务。
They totally depend on things the church brothers and sisters should do and must do.
并且有一套严格的教会管理制度。
And they have a very strict system of church governance.
因为人在这种环境里面
Because man, when you live under this system,
人有安全感
you feel secure and safe.
你知道你什么做是对的
You know what is the right thing to do.
你知道你怎么做是不可以的
What are the wrong things to do?
你如果跟随基督你就不知道了
If you're to follow Christ, how do I know?
因为基督什么都可以啊
Because Christ seems to allow everything.
不相信啊
Don't you believe me?
你不相信基督什么都可以啊
Don't you believe that Christ allowed everything?
我们那边的一个小朋友
In our church, back in my hometown, there's a young brother.
他说叔叔啊
He told me one day, Uncle,
做基督徒可以吸烟吗？
As a Christian, can I smoke?
我看看他。
And I looked at him.
我说你到圣经去找一下。
You go to search the Bible.
看圣经什么地方说不可以吸烟。
So, can you find in the Bible where does it say you cannot smoke?
你知道他们现在找圣经很容易的啊。
You know, nowadays they can quickly search the Bible.
他们就问 AI.
And then they ask AI.
圣经里面有没有说不可以吸烟
？Anything about non-smoking in the Bible？
有没有啊
？Is there any？
没有。
No。
所以我说圣经没有说啊。
So the Bible doesn't say anything about it。
他那可以啊。
So does it mean okay？
我说你说可以就可以咯。
Okay, if you say okay, just go ahead。
你里面的基督说 OK 就 OK 吗
？If your Christ inside you says OK, that's OK.
我说施布真一辈子抽烟斗嘛。
I told him, Brother Spurgeon, been smoking all his life.
圣灵没有责备他。
The Holy Spirit didn't stop him.
神大大的用他。
God greatly used him.
你怎么说抽烟不可以呢
？How can you say smoking is not allowed?
他看我。
So he looked at me.
那你为什么不抽
？Why don't you smoke?
我说因为我知道。
Because I know.
抽一根香烟是八分钟的寿命。
One cigarette costs you 8 minutes of life.
两根就是16分钟。
So 2 cigarettes, 16 minutes.
我没有那么多分钟可以烧。
I don't have that many minutes to spare.
所以我不要抽。
So I don't smoke.
我不是不可以哦。
It's not I can't.
我可以的。
I can.
我是不要。
But I don't want to.
弟兄姊妹，你听懂我在讲什么吗
？Do you understand what I mean, brothers and sisters?
你是信耶稣的人。
You believe in Jesus.
你什么都可以的。
You can do anything.
但不是你什么都要做的。
But not everything you should.
不信耶稣的人很可怜。
You know.And non-believers are very pitiful.
不可以。
No, you can't.
不可以怎么办呢
what could I do?
不可以我也要做。
I will still do it.
因为我没有自由。
Because I don't have the freedom.
我一定要做的。
I had to.
我爸爸没有信主的时候。
When my father didn't believe in Jesus.
他一天两包香烟。
Every day 2 packets of cigarettes.
我带他去看医生。
I brought him to the doctor.
医生说不用看了。
And doctor said you don't need to come anymore.
你爸爸活不过三年。
Your father will not last for another 3 years.
因为我检查过他的肺。
I have already examined his lungs.
一塌糊涂。
What a mess.
他抽烟抽太多了。
Too many cigarettes.
什么药也没用啊。
Too much smoking. No use any medicine.
你想叫他多活几天就是戒烟。
If you want him to live longer, quit.
那我们有没有想办法叫我爸爸戒烟呢
？You know, did I think of any way to stop that?
哦，我们用尽了所有的办法。
We try all means to help.
有用吗
？Useful or not?
没用的。
Nothing.
有一天我跟我爸爸吵架。
Once I was have a big quarreling with my father.
我说你要死了，你知道吗
？Do you know that you're going to die?
你还要抽啊
？You still want to smoke？
难道不抽烟你会死哎
？You know, does it mean that if you don't smoke now, you will die right away？
我爸爸看看我。
My father looked at me。
不抽烟现在不会死的。
If I don't smoke, I won't die immediately。
但是我比死还惨。
But it's worse than death。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，他没有不抽烟的自由。
Dear brothers and sisters, my father didn't have the freedom of not to smoke.
是神救了他以后，他活在基督里。有一天，他突然明白。
It was when Jesus Christ entered into him and he believed in the Lord, that Christ in him let him understand suddenly.
我为什么要做这么傻的事？
Why do I do such a stupid thing?
他就可以不抽了。
Though he stopped.
我们今天需要记得。
We have to remember.
我们不是跟随一套做法。
We are not following a set of rules.
我们不是跟随一套我们觉得很安全的环境。
Or a system of rules that we feel secure.
我们是跟随那一位时时刻刻活着的主。
But we are following the Lord who is forever living in us.
当然，这里面有一派叫做世俗。基督的。
Of course, there's another set called "I belong to Christ."
这个是没有人可以跟他们辩论的。
None can actually compare themselves with this.
你属保罗有什么了不起啊
？What is Paul?
保罗还是要听基督的呀。
Paul needs to listen to Christ.
你属亚波罗有什么了不起啊
？Apollos.
亚波罗也要听基督的。
Apollos listens to Christ.
那基法不用说了
，Not to mention Cephas，
我们是属基督的
，We belong to Christ，
你们都不是
，You all wrong， You got it all wrong。
这批人真的是很麻烦
，This group is really annoying，
因为这批人比前面三批人给教会带来的伤害还大
，Because this group of people caused more trouble than the other three groups。
在很多地方的教会里面
，There are many churches now，
都有一些人
，There is a group of people，
他开口就是跟你说
，The moment they open their mouths，
我是跟随圣灵的感动
，I followed the leading of the Holy Spirit，
所以你们没有什么人可以管我
，And no one can say anything about me，
你们不可以对我要求任何的事
，You cannot demand anything from me。
我是唯独跟随耶稣的。
I only follow Jesus.
我跟耶稣那里有热线。
I have a hotline with Jesus Christ.
他告诉我的一定不会错。
Things he told me cannot be wrong.
最可怕的就是一些讲道的人。
And the worst thing is those preachers in the pulpit.
根本不照圣经讲。
They didn't even preach according to the Bible.
他想讲什么讲什么。
He can preach whatever he wants to preach.
然后他告诉你。
And then he told you.
这圣灵感动的。
This is moved by the Holy Spirit.
你有什么话说
？What can you say?
你比耶稣还大。
Are you bigger and
你比圣灵还厉害
？More important than the Holy Spirit.
这个叫做属基督的。
This is people they claim to be following Christ.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters,
圣经中有一些非常清楚的教导。
There's very clear teaching in the Bible.
先知的灵一定顺服先知。
The spirit of the prophets will be submissive to the prophets.
这个很有意思哦。
It's very deep meaning here.
意思是什么
？That means
你不要随便拿神的话来说你。要做什么就做什么。
You can never lightly, casually claim that from the Bible, I want to do this and that.
是你自己的决定。
Indeed, it is your own desire.
当你做决定的时候
，And when you make up your mind,
圣灵的感动很重要。
The Holy Spirit's movement is important.
圣经的原则更重要。
But the principle laid down in the Bible is more important.
因为圣经不会。圣灵不会违背圣经
，because the Holy Spirit will not be contradictory to the biblical truth。
我们今天在一个身体里面服事
，you know, as we serve together in the body，
我们没有一个人手上拿的尚方宝剑
，none of us can say I have the mandate。
只有耶稣可以叫我
，only will be commanded。By Jesus,
你们算什么
？You do not belong to anything.
圣经很清楚地说，我们要彼此顺服。
Because the Bible clearly tells us we need to submit to one another.
你跟一些同工在一起服事，你肯顺服别的同工吗
？When you serve with other co-workers, are you willing to come under other co-workers?
你不顺服的理由是因为你不同意他的看法，还是你有圣经的根据
？The fact that if you do not want to submit, is it because of your own interpretation being different, or you do have a biblical base for your argument?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是今天不合一很可怕的事情。
This is the reason, terrible reason of one of the reasons of divisions, disunity in the church.
在教会历史里面有一在主后九十五年的时候
in the year AD 95,
有一个教父他写信
there was an early father, he wrote,
关于哥林多教会
regarding the church in Corinth.
这个已经是保罗写哥林多前书以后四十多年了。
This is 40 years after Paul wrote this letter to the Corinth.
他说哥林多教会有三个派。
And he said there were three sects in
有保罗派
Pauline sect
有亚波罗派
Apollian sect
有基法派
And also a sect belongs to Cephas
你知道基督派跑到哪里去了吗
Do you know what happened to the sects that belong to Christ?
在教会历史里面所有那些自己以为自己是基督派的人受不了其他的派一定出去自己开一个新的门户
All those from history people claim to I belong to Christ they could never accept other sects and they would form another denomination
这是很有趣的事情
It's an interesting discovery
所以四十年以后其他三个派还留在那里
So 40 years later the original three sects were there
他们虽然吵
They were quarreling,
他们还是一个教会
but they still belong to the same church.
属基督的最了不起
But the original one mentioning I belong to Christ,
他们一定到别的教会去造孽
They would go to another church to cause problems.
十三节到十七节
Verse 13 to verse 17
是告诉我们教会合一的基础是什么
It's telling us the foundation of the church unity.
这里面有三个重要的真理
Three important truths here.
请把那个 PPT 打出来
Let's go look at the PPT.
第一个真理是基督的本质
First is the nature of Christ.
第二个是基督的救赎
Second, salvation of Christ.
第三个是基督的主权
And third, sovereignty of Christ.
当人的眼光不是以基督为中心
When our mind is not focused on Christ.
当人夸口不是指着神夸口
When we boast, does not boast of Christ only.
一定带来可怕的分裂。
There will be terrible divisions.
当我们的眼光注视耶稣基督
But when our eye focused on Christ,
我们会发现
We will discover
基督的完整性
The completeness of Christ.
基督是分开的吗
Is Christ divided?
这句话原文字面的意思
The original meaning of this word
基督被分割了吗
Can Christ be divided?
保罗基本上在问那一些人你们认为基督可以被你们分割成一块一块的吗
Basically, Paul was challenging them. Do you think you can separate and divide Christ, sever Christ?
你以为这一这一群人你们有这百分之三十的基督他们有百分之三十另外有百分之三十吗
Do you think you can divide a crisis? You have the 30%, they've got 70 and they've got 30.
基督是不可分割的。
Christ cannot be divided.
我不能够请一个人到我家的时候
I cannot invite a guest to my house.
我跟他说对不起你只能够右脚进来左脚在门外
I cannot tell the guest I welcome you but only your right foot can step in but not your left foot
当你接受耶稣基督的时候你必须接受完整的耶稣
When you accept Jesus Christ you have to accept the whole complete Jesus
他是一个 person
He is only one person
基督不可以分割。
Christ cannot be divided.
这是为什么教会不可以分裂。
And that's why the church cannot be divided.
保罗反对分裂的第二个论点。
And the second argument from Paul.
更生动。
Even more lively.
保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？
Was Paul crucified for you?
你们觉得保罗很伟大？
You think Paul was great?
你们认为亚波罗很伟大？你们认为基法很伟大？
You think Apollos or Cephas, they were both very good?
保罗挑战哥林多的弟兄姐妹。
Paul challenged the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
谁替我们钉死在十字架上？
Who crucified for you?
这是基督的救赎。
This is the salvation of Christ.
我们每一个人是因着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的恩典。
All of us were here because of the complete salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们才成为他身体的一部分。
And we become part of his body.
同样的。
By the same token.
今天教会里面各样的分门结党。
All the divisions happening in the church.
只有来到十字架的面前
The moment we come before the cross
不只是看到这一位为我们钉十字架的主
Not only we see the Christ who was crucified for us
并且要看到我们已经与基督同钉十字架
But we have to see that we also have been crucified with Christ
只有一个愿意在信心中承认自己已经应该被钉死在十字架上的人。
Only when someone by faith he see that I should have been crucified,
我们才会愿意跟别人和好。
Then you are willing to be reconciled at peace with other people.
我很感谢神。
I really thank God.
在你们中间每一个主日都有擘饼聚会。
In your churches, every Sunday, you have this breaking of bread meeting.
但是弟兄姊妹你知道吗
But brothers and sisters, do you know that?
什么是擘饼聚会
What is breaking of bread meeting?
擘饼聚会是纪念我们的主。
We are to remember our Lord Jesus.
但是擘饼聚会也是在纪念主的十字架的时候提醒我们
But also during our remembrance of our Lord Jesus we should be reminded of
你们人虽然多依然是一个身体
Even though there are many members but only one body
你们人虽然多只有一个饼
Many members but only one bread
擘饼聚会是告诉我们基督耶稣已经为我们成就了合一。
The breaking of bread meetings reminded us that Jesus Christ has already achieved the unity for us.
如果我们里面还放不下对某个人的看法
If we cannot still let go your prejudice or your opinions among certain people,
你怎么面对基督的十字架
How can you face the cross of Christ?
你怎么来领受饼和杯
How can you partake of the bread and the cup?
我们常常是在走形式
You know, we always just follow rituals.
但是当一个人真的认识饼杯的时候
But if you truly understand the meaning of the bread and the cup,
你就知道这才是教会合一的
You understand that this is the real only foundation of church unity.
十字架不是在说谁对谁错。
Under the cross, it's no longer you or me wrong. Who is right?
十字架是告诉我们那一位百分百对的耶稣，为着我们这些百分百错的人，他甘心舍己。放弃了一切。
The cross is telling us the one who is 100% right for the sake of us, which is 100% wrong, is willing to lay down all of his own.
我做了好多年的婚姻辅导。
I've been doing marriage counseling for many years.
我也帮助了好多有分裂的教会的同工们做他们的和事佬。
I've also been helping a lot of churches while they have divisions as a mediator.
我实在很不喜欢做这个事。
I really don't like this job.
因为清官难断家务事。
Because even a very, very righteous judge can hardly do it rightly on family issues.
夫妻的事难断。
Hard to deal with couples.
教会的事更难断。
Even harder to deal with church affairs.
但是有的时候被逼得没办法，就是要坐在那边听他们讲，他怎么对，他怎么说，他干了什么，他又干了什么。
But sometimes I have no choice. I have to sit and listen to this party and they explain what happened and the other party and telling me what the other party had done.
有一次我跟一对夫妇坐在那里谈了三个钟头以后。
Once I was counseling a couple after sitting for 3 hours.
我看着这个弟兄说。
I turned to this brother.
你说了这么多。
Now you have told me so many things.
你太太也说了这么多。
And your wife also said so many things.
如果我做一个总结。
If I'm to conclude.
你太太有 70% 的错，你有 30% 的错，同意吗？
So, can I say that your wife had 70% wrong, you've got only 30% wrong. Is that okay?
他说当然同意啊。
Of course I agree. 70% her wrong.
因为我知道，如果说你 70% 的错，你太太 30% 的错，她一定不同意嘛。
Because if I knew that the other way around, your wife is only 30% wrong and you are 70% wrong, he wouldn't agree.
然后我对他的太太说
，So they turn around and face the wife.
同样的问题啊
，Same question.
同意吗
？You agree?
同意。
Of course you agree.
当然是他错的多。
Of course he wronged 70%.
然后我对他们两个说
So I told the couple,
如果你有1%的错
What about if you got only 1% wrong?
你觉得耶稣基督来审判的时候
Do you think when Jesus comes to judge?
耶稣会说因为别人有99%的错所以你这1%的错 OK?
Would Jesus say, because other people wrong 99%, you've got only 1% wrong? And would Jesus say, you're okay?
会吗?
Do you think he will?
两个人都摇头哦。
And they both shook their heads.
我说那就得了。
That's okay now, you know the answer.
不管你是 30% 也好 ,70% 也好。
Whether it's 30% or 70%,
你有没有错?
Have you wrong?
有
，Yes，
那怎么办
？What do you do？
他只要改了，我就改。
I have to wait for him or her to change, then I will change。
哎，这种谈话不是只有夫妻中间有哦。
I can tell you these things only didn't just happen among couples。
教会的领袖也是这样哦。
It happens to church leaders。
但是弟兄姊妹，我告诉你
，Brothers and sisters, let me tell you,
神不在乎别人有多少错。
God doesn't really care how many percent the other party had wronged.
当他在审判你的时候
，But when he is to judge you,
听清楚没有
？Listen carefully.
他审判别人的时候，他在乎别人有多少错。
When he judges the other party, he will take into account.
他审判你的时候，他只在乎你有多少错。
But when he judges you, he will.Check how many wrongs you have done.
你怎么面对你的错?
How do you face your wrong?
只有我们愿意接受自己的错误。
Only when we are willing to accept our own wrongs.
愿意被神改变。
Willing to be corrected, changed by God.
我们才有可能进入教会的合一。
Then it is possible for us to understand and enter into the church unity.
当然，很多的时候，罪恶肉体让我们瞎了眼。
Of course, many times because of sins in our flesh, they blinded our eyes.
我们做了错的离谱的事，我们自己觉得没事。
Things we have done so bad, we still think they are okay.
如果你有同工是这样
，If you have a coworker like this,
我给你的建议是不要告诉他他错了。
I have my advice for you. You don't need to tell him or he, she.
如果你老公是这样，我给你的建议是不要告诉他他错了。
If your husband is like that, don't bother to tell him he's wrong.
因为你跟他讲就是对牛弹琴。
Because it's useless. He just cannot understand or receive.
他根本不知道他有错。
He doesn't even aware of his own wrong.
对这种人，你只能做一件事。
You can only do one thing for this type of person.
你为他祷告。
Pray for him.
你迫切地为他祷告。
Pray eagerly for him or her.
求神有一天光照他。
Pray that one day the Lord will shine on him.
但是请记得。
But please remember.
耶稣基督说的话。
The words from our Lord Jesus Christ.
你看到弟兄眼中有刺。
When you see a dust in the eyes of your brother,
你就想要去解决
and you want to remove the dust from him.
你连你自己眼中有梁木都不知道
but you don't even see your own plank in your own eyes.
所以当你迫切为那个弟兄祷告的时候
So as you pray eagerly for that brother,
你要更迫切地求神光照你
More importantly, you need to pray eagerly for the Lord to illuminate on yourself.
我的心态有什么地方不讨你喜悦
Is there anything that is displeasing to you, Lord?
我说过的话有哪些地方得罪你
Any words that I have been offending you?
我哪一件事情这样做是不应该的
Anything I've done wrongly in the past?
求你告诉我
Please help me to know.
当你这样迫切祷告一段时间以后
If you pray eagerly,In this manner for long period, enough period of time,
你会惊讶地发现
you will be surprised to discover it.
神会用一些你想不到的人来提醒你
God will use amazingly things or people that you've never imagined would have come to remind you.
那如果你的灵够柔软
and if your spirit is soft enough,
你够谦卑
and humble enough.
你就会听见圣灵借着别的弟兄姐妹那个微小的声音。
You'll be able to listen to how the Holy Spirit giving you soft voice through that brother or sister.
那就是教会往前走更蒙福更合一的开始。
And this is the beginning of the church moving forward into a more blessed way.
教会合一的第三个重要的真理
And the third important truth regarding church unity
是基督的主权
is the sovereignty of Christ.
你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗
Was you baptized in Paul's name?
洗礼重要吗
Is baptism important?
重要的
Of course it is important.
因为洗礼是我们在神的面前在天使的面前在魔鬼的面前在世人的面前宣告神在我们里面做了何等奇妙的大事。
It is because during baptism we declare in front of the world, the Satan, the people that God has done amazing thing in our life.
我们宣告我们今天是奉着耶稣基督的名归入到圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。
We declare to everyone that now today by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are baptized under the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
保罗在这里强调，你们不是奉了我的名受洗。
And Paul he emphasized, you were not baptized unto my name.
不只是不是奉着我的名受洗，我根本给你们中间受洗的人数就很少。
Not only you weren't baptized under my name, I didn't even baptize many of you among in your midst.
我年轻的时候
when I was younger,
我很喜欢告诉别人谁给我施洗。
I love to tell people who baptized me.
因为我是有一个特别的机会。
Because I had a special opportunity.
戴德生的孙子
is the grandson of Hudson Taylor.
戴永勉
James as well, James Hudson.
是他给我施洗的。
He baptized me.
所以每次我碰到别的教会的弟兄姐妹
So whenever I met brothers and sisters from other churches,
我说知道戴德生是谁吗
Do you know, have you ever heard of Hudson Taylor?
你知道他的孙子是谁吗
？And who his grandson was?
是他给我施浸的。
He baptized me. Do you know that?
好像他给我施浸，我就很了不起啊。
And it seems that oh, I was somebody because he baptized me.
保罗知道我们都有这个大麻烦。
You know, Paul sort of understand our issues.
我最喜欢保罗这里面讲的一句话。
I really like what Paul says here.
他说：“我却记不清了。”
I don't even remember.
哇，这句话我好喜欢。
I really love this expression.
为什么记不清
？Why didn't he remember?
因为在保罗的心里，这是不重要的事。
Because it's not important in Paul's mind.
重要的是你奉着谁的名施洗。
The important thing is who, by whom, by whose name you were baptized into.
我们一定要记得。
We have to remember.
是神的主权确定了我们什么时候可以有这个恩典决志信主。
It is fully God's sovereignty. He demands that when and how we would become a Christian.
是神全能的主权决定了我们什么时候可以受洗。
It is His full sovereignty to decide when we will be baptized.
是谁给我们施洗
？And who will baptize us?
最重要的是，受洗以后，
Important.
我们是属于谁的主权管理
？Important thing is after your baptism, under whose sovereignty will your life be?
有一位弟兄早晨成功的时候，他告诉我们说，我们称呼耶稣叫做主耶稣。
In the morning devotion, the brother reminded us, we addressed our Lord as Lord Jesus.
那说明我们是主的仆人。
It tells us that we are his servant.
他有主权在我们的生命中。
He has the lordship and sovereignty in my life.
基督的完整性。
The completeness of Christ.
基督的十字架。
His cross.
基督的主权
His sovereignty
这是教会合一的根基
These are the foundations of church unity
只有这样的根基
Only upon these three foundations
保罗告诉哥林多的弟兄姐妹
And Paul told brothers and sisters in Corinth
我们在教会的合一里面，我们就能够如同保罗一样，奉命传福音。
Then, in the church unity, we'll be like Paul. We preach the gospel according to God's command,
并且是要像保罗这样的传讲。
We also preach like Paul,
不减少基督十字架的意义。
We do not minimize or remove the meaning of the cross of Christ.
我们不依靠世上的智慧。
We do not depend on the wisdom of the world.
什么叫做教会的合一？
Now, what is truly church unity?
就是每一个属于主的孩子。
It is every child of God.
我们每一颗心都归向基督
Every heart turned to Christ.
每一个意志都降服于基督
Every will come under and surrender to Christ.
万膝跪拜
All knees bow.
万口承认耶稣是主
All mouth confess that Jesus is the Lord.
当这样的美丽在一小群人身上出现的时候
When this beauty is manifested even in a small group of people
教会合一的美丽就彰显在宇宙之中。
The beauty of the church unity will be manifest in the universe.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，求你用着这些话。
Dear Lord, would you please use these words?
祝福每一个在你面前的儿女。
Bless every child before you.
把我们带到你永远的旨意里面。
Bring us into your eternal purpose.
让我们所有的心都归给你。
Cause all our hearts to be returned to you.
所有的爱都献给你。
All love to be laid before you.
所有的意志都向你降服。
And all wills come under you, be surrendered to you.
你必加增。
You shall increase.
我们必衰微。
I shall decrease.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.